A word for you from 1 Corinthians chapter 2 and verse 9. Eye has not seen, nor ear heard, nor have entered into the heart of man the things which God has prepared for those who love him. God has created us for eternity. Heaven is mentioned 550 times in the Bible by that name alone. Heaven is also referred to by many other names. It is described as the better country that the prophet sought after. It is described as the city which has foundations, whose builder and maker is God. Our Lord Jesus said, "Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you." Heaven is a real place. Jesus says he goes to prepare a place for us, and the Greek word for place is topos, from which we get the word topography and topology, for writing and studying of places. The Bible distinguishes between three different heavens: air, where the birds fly, space, where the stars shine, and paradise, which is God's home. Atheists have always campaigned vigorously against the concept of heaven, because it would imply a creator and require accountability as to our ethics. After the Russians had sent the first cosmonaut into space, they used him for propaganda purposes on his return. And the cosmonaut was sent out on speaking tours throughout the schools in the Soviet Union to inform students and teachers that he had been into space, and he could assure everyone that there was neither a God nor a heaven. At one school, a very brave young girl stood up and replied, "But comrade, the Bible tells us that only the pure in heart will see God." Well, recently, this cosmonaut undertook a far more significant journey than a space voyage. They lowered his body into the grave. But now he knows that there is a God. And although he may not get much time to see heaven, I do not know if he turned to God before the end of his life, but we do know that the premise of his propaganda looks more and more laughable as we discover more about our universe. Our solar system is just one of millions. There are millions of suns and countless other galaxies from which our sun and Earth would be barely visible. Considering the extremely small section of space between Earth and the moon that this cosmonaut was able to travel through, his confident assertion of atheism is ludicrous. There is one appointment none of us will miss. In fact, none of us will even be late for this appointment. It is appointed unto man once to die, and after that, the judgment.